Optus Small Business Break on 6PR.
How do you take a small business, buy a small business, work at a small business, and suddenly decide, I want to get hold of this and make it a big business? Is it difficult to do? Can it be done? Can the aspiring entrepreneur, starting from a small base, still build, I hesitate to use the term empire, but let's say a very, very big successful business? Well, apparently it can be done. Carolyn Cresswell, founder of Carmen's, did it. Welcome, Caroline. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
And now tell me about how you took hold of a very small business in which you were involved and turned it into what is a very big enterprise.
Well, I still pinch myself. I never quite imagined it would be as big as it is today. So reverse 24 years, and I was an 18-year-old uni student that my parents had worked hard for my education, but they'd given me no pocket money. So I had lots of part-time jobs, from the cash register at Coles to babysitting and working at the video store. And then one of my jobs ended up being working one day a week in a little muesli business until they told me that I was going to lose my job. And I thought, well, I already make the product. Maybe I could buy this little business. So for $1,000, I bought in, and, that was the start.
Hang on a minute. You're working in a small enterprise making what, muesli bars?
No, it was just muesli.
Just muesli.
We had one muesli, and we literally just made it, packed it into cellophane bags, tied it with a bit of string, you know, little tag from Quick Copy. And these were the days before computers or mobile phones. You know, it was tiny. It didn't have a bank account or a business name. And then once I got involved, it took sort of 5 years to kind of eventually get somewhere. I was getting
But just slow up a bit. Mm. So we're making this muesli. We're in little bags with little tags. How was it marketed?
Wasn't really. I mean, we just went to the local delis and cafes. Butchers were a very good outlet for us because people would spend a bit more money when they went to the butcher. So we just had it in the stores. You know, once I got involved, I'd do sort of write a little media thing for the local paper, and then I'd buy lots of copies and laminate it and stick them in this, you know, blue tack them up in the fruit and veggie shop.
Yeah, that's smart. Clever marketing and advertising. and then you said you were told you're going to lose your job, and you were told by the owners of the business who were they getting out of the business, or were they just saying we can't afford to pay you anymore?
Yeah, no, one of them had taken a full-time job and it was going to start in the new year, so they had a couple of months to sort of get rid of the business before the next job started. And for anyone involved in small business, it's tough. And, you know, this was a very little business and, you know, you really didn't make much money out of it. So they'd sort of said, look, you know, they'd had enough. And
do you want to buy it? Now, what'd you buy? You bought the name.
Well, no, it didn't even have the name Carmen, so that's the first three letters of my name, and the first three letters were, I had a partner at the very start. It was just the concept of the customer list and the few places that we sold to.
What about ingredients?
No, you know, there was no real. We were just buying the ingredients to make a batch, and we'd just make it up and then sell it off to.
But was it a magic mixture that no one else could put together, threw the ingredients together?
Well, now we have, 30-odd products, and, you know, we still say it comes from the philosophy of food that would come from the kitchen and not the chemist. So just really simple ingredients like you would have in your kitchen at home, and that's why I sort of sometimes feel a bit like a fraud going, you know, what we do is not rocket science. We just try and make products that people want to buy.
So one step at a time, we've now got the business. We know the ingredients that are required to make muesli because we've been doing it. We know there's a bit of a demand out there, but we haven't really pushed hard. You've got it. You bought it for a grand. It's your money now in the business. You decide to change the name. At what stage did you say to yourself, I'm going to expand?
Mm-hmm. Look, you know, it probably took, once we got into the supermarkets, we slowly then expanded into making muesli bars, and then, you know, it's just been an evolution. Every year we just look at another product or to tweak the packaging. You know, it's never been one moment, and over the 24 years we're very lucky that we've always had double digit growth. So it's always been, you know, good enough to have a bit of momentum each year.
But product development, you need a food technologist to say, look, if you put this with that and a bit of that and this and package it that way, this is what will come out and it could be a goer. Well, where do you get that kind of advice?
Yeah, so my thing is that you don't need a food technologist. You just have to think, what would I like to eat myself?
There goes my second job.
No, but people feel that it needs to be made in these factories that, you know, for me, I would make something in my kitchen at home and think, would my kid, you know, I've got four kids under 12 now, would my kids like to eat this? And then how could I make this in a commercial sense? And so that's kind of the simplicity of the Carmen story, is that it's very simple product like you would make at home.
So were the supermarkets hard to deal with?
Do you know what? It's taken a long time, but they just very, you know, we're the number one player now in both of the categories, the number one brand, so they love us. And I have to say that they've been extraordinarily good. There's a lot of sort of supermarket bagging out there, but I tell you, you know, they've given us eye level, they give us more space, they love the fact that we're innovative, so we've had a great run. And, you know, to think that I've gone from the checkout at Coles to walk in, if you look at any supermarket now and you see this whole sea of black, the whole Carmen's sort of story, you go, wow, you know, that all happened without any budgets or, you know, never borrowed money from the bank. You know, it's just sort of this
organic.
Yeah.
It's just growing from within. Okay, market capitalization, or what are you worth now? What's your turnover? Throw some numbers at me.
Well, you know, people say, oh, you know, what if you sold the business? And I say, I love what I do. I'm not at all interested in selling it. We do export to 32 countries, which is super exciting. And we're just about to do a big push into China. We're hoping that will be bigger than our Australian business.
Don't want to buy a couple of racehorses, do you?
I'm a little bit busy.
So what? Have you become rich? It's what I want to ask you. Have you got a lot of money now?
No, well, I have to say the richest people I meet are the most unhappy people.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm serious. You know, I've met some extraordinary people in, you know, I got to meet Prince Charles and I went to Richard Branson's Island.
Not him again. We've all met him. Tell me this. You know, has it meant that your lifestyle is one of a successful business owner? I mean, do you live in South Yarra or...
No, I don't.
Where do you live? Turak?
I don't live in Turak. I live in Hawthorne. But to me, honestly, that's not what motivates me. What motivates me is...
What kind of car? Come on. Fess up here, Caroline.
What are you worried about? You know, for me, honestly, it's like... if you can wake up every day and feel super proud that you can go to work and that you can make a difference and that you love what you do, that's what makes me happy. And you know what? I was at the airport the other day and there was three Carmen's wrappers in the rubbish bin. I was so excited. I got my phone out. I was taking photos. Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, I have never lost the passion in this journey. Mm-hmm. And I feel very proud of what Carmen's has become today.
Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Pleasure. Great to chat, Bob.
Taking the rolls when you go overweight the weekend to Lawn, to the beach house. Come on, you're rich. Fess up to it.
I've got 50 cattle. And yeah, we're farmers down in your block.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Caroline. It's been great fun and congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Caroline Cresswell. Well, you heard the story. Great story. Those things I find inspirational.